new show. We have a producer. We figure that out on the fly. Good kid. Man of many names already, but good kid. Already has done great stuff with our clips. Welcome him to the show. We talk the divisional round of the NFL. Bunch of great football. Not as great as last weekend, but some good stuff to talk about. Another Dion clip, some more Iowa wrestling talk, and a whole lot more. Let's get to it. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Boys and girls, we're back, and I'm pumped as hell because today is the very first day that this podcast becomes a true professional outfit. The boys got a producer, and every great podcast needs a producer. And you know what? My man G Money came in and gave us great energy right off the bat, and I'm pretty pumped that we get to fucking have a producer, dude. Dude, let's go.
Here he
Welcome, G Money, Grant Allen, the Wash Up Walk Ons producer of the Stars.
What's going on?
What's up, though?
So just right off the bat, welcome to the show. This is our first show where we don't technically have a guest, we have a producer. And you know what? I don't know what that means. And I don't even think Grant knows what that means.
I don't.
Yeah, you have no clue, right? None of us do.
No idea.
So your roles are going to expand as we're going to throw you in the fire, as they say, right?
Colin,
you are here
because he's about to blow this bitch up.
Okay. Right. So we've now been censored. We definitely won't be listened to in any of the Middle East countries now, which we have been before because there's people on military bases that listen to us. But
shout out to those legends.
Yep, now this episode will probably be censored. Anyway, Grant, welcome. Appreciate you. You and I had a conversation last Wednesday that lasted almost an hour. We kind of chopped it up, and Drake and Kevin, they gave me shit for hiring the first guy that I talked to, but you were the one who initiated this. So we're happy to have you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And you are I've hyped you up as a sports guy. I know you're probably a little nervous. You're free to talk. You're free to engage in the show. I want everybody to welcome Grant. Everybody welcome Grant as you're listening to this. Be nice. We're probably going to talk shit about him a lot. And the first thing is he couldn't figure out how to get into the studio. So
I couldn't.
Not great for your producer.
No.
I had no idea. I was locked out. All right. I didn't have any options.
How not?
You go to the, there was no place for me to join any call.
Wait.
There was no options. There was no call to join.
What a fucking shit show. Okay. Well, we're happy you're here. Did you catch we're going to talk a lot tonight, mostly about the divisional weekend of football. And I assume you watched most of those games, right, Grant?
I did. Yeah.
Big football guy?
I love football.
Okay, that's good. You're going to be able to contribute to the chat.
I got some company now, somebody who actually likes football.
Well,
have you been watching the Hawks a while, or did you just become a Hawk fan when you went to school there, or what?
Yeah, no, I've been watching them a while. My dad did a good job brainwashing me from a young age. He's always liked Iowa, so I've been watching for a long time.
Beautiful. Good man. Beautiful.
He's a Hawk fan. He's a Bronco fan. Josie Jewell.
Shout out the Outlaw.
Yeah, you can see the flag barely in the background. Grant's in a sex dungeon somewhere. I'm not sure where he's at.
I don't know why it's so dark in here now. I don't know what happened.
I'm not sure either.
It's been a tough start.
I tell you what, the obstacles early on here. But thanks for being here, Grant. We'll talk to you in a little bit. We'll pop you in here in a second. All right, cool. So we've got Grant on the show. We've got...
I'm hyped,
maybe
G Money.
I am G. Grant's going to help us search some things out for you two, for me. If there's ever a time where we're hey, we need, you know, Grant, search this. And then he can pull that up. And hopefully, Grant, I don't know, do you have the ability, you can shake your head yes or no, no there in the side studio, to put yourself into the show? Or are you a true guest on this show right now? Can you just click yourself in? Like, is there a little ad tab? It doesn't appear so. There's not.
No.
So we're completely fucked on this. Your producer capabilities are just like, you're not even there. Okay. Good deal. I'll bring you in when we need you. You can't hear us though, right? On the side. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Boys and girls, George Kittle, 95 yards. Unbelievable catch. Did you see that shit?
Been easier if you'd caught it the first time, George. Jesus Christ. Give me a heart attack. You can take a bad hit when you're doing that.
He almost did.
He almost got decapitated.
I was so scared.
He grabbed that.
And honestly, if he did catch it the first time, he probably would have gotten decapitated. But I'm pretty sure whoever the DB there was going for the ball bouncing around, and he was able to corral it in at the last second. But yeah, if he catches it straight up, he probably takes a wicked hit there.
I don't think so, dude.
You don't think?
He had to catch that thing four times. He took three steps.
Right. So the DB is going for the ball, and if he catches it straight up, he's coming for George's head.
I don't know. I think he had some space if he'd have caught that one. George, don't give me a heart attack like that again, please. Appreciate it.
It was a pretty wild catch. Certainly helped the 49ers. They just knocked off the Cowboys. I wouldn't say knocked off. They were the favorite.
Good game, though. Tough game.
Best game? What was the best game? Was it?
Yeah, that was by far the best game in my opinion.
Yeah, because the games this weekend, not nearly as good as last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't have it all, right?
This was supposed to be the
next weekend's going to be pretty sweet.
It might be.
Yeah, Cincinnati is so dangerous. I didn't realize how dangerous those boys are.
This is a rematch of last year's AFC Championship.
A rematch, yeah, it's a rematch.
Rematch.
Yeah, it's they played last year. Cincinnati has beat them three times in a row. Joey Burrow, Joey Biscuits, as Drake would say, is potentially the antidote to the Kansas City Chiefs and Pat Mahomes.
Is he going to become the new Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs? Are they the new team to beat in the AFC if they win this next week? I mean, hard to argue against that, right? They're back-to-back AFC champs.
Yes, it still feels like the Chiefs are the giant on that side of the NFL. But if you beat them twice in a row and you make two back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, hard to argue with that.
What's more gigantic than the Bengals offense?
Not much.
The Niners offense is pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
The Eagles offense is pretty sick.
The Cowboys have had a good stout defense all year. But
man, they stymied the 49ers.
The Niners problems for a long
problem. Time. That D-line is so, problems.
Yeah.
That front, the whole Cowboys defense is problems.
And Philly is a problem.
A problem.
Some that of these whole teams squad is an issue.
There's, I mean, basically what you're looking at now is you've got
Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, dude. Think about that.
I can see any of these four teams going to win it all, but I think the Eagles got to be the favorite.
This Philly team is it. I think so. I said Niners, Bills, and I have a futures on the Niners. And here I'm thinking that Niners have the best chance to beat Philly. But I think Philly Bengals might be the favorite as the matchup for the Super Bowl right now. If you're going to put odds on
Kansas City is a 1-point favorite over Cincinnati.
Is that right? Because it's at Kansas City.
Correct. And Mahomes a little banged up.
That's why I said Cincy. Mahomes is not going to be playing near 100% if he sprained his ankle.
Bad.
Forget about it. I mean, he was limping around, throwing off his left foot.
Looked bad for a while, and then probably got a little shot. Probably.
You got to imagine.
Maybe. Yeah. You never know.
That was a speculation on Twitter.
A little Toradol action. Never hurt nobody.
I think Jordan Belfort showed us that if you just smoke a little crack, you lose all feelings. So you can run with the
line. I'm pretty sure he was doing Quaaludes in that movie.
When Donnie quit his job, and then he's like, "Come smoke crack with me." And they were in that little corner. He's like, "Smoke crack with me, dude." He takes the hit, and he's like, "Oh, we gotta, let's go run like tigers and lions and bears."
Drake, did you really relate to that scene?
Never smoke crack, ladies and gentlemen. Don't smoke crack.
To be honest, I'm not quite sure what Drake has done. I want to bring Grant back in here for a second. That seems like a clippable moment. Drake just imitating the crack smoking, which, you know, Grant, we can leave that up to you. I do want to talk quickly about what Grant has already provided to the show. We said it right before we hit record. Several of you on Instagram and Twitter have already mentioned that the new intern must be turned loose on the clip making. And, you know, because the quality has risen, Grant put together a couple of great clips over the weekend. Our clips done by me. Tech guy, resident tech guy around here. The best clip views wise that we have ever done was less than our follower count on Instagram.
Not
Grant. Grant on his second clip, 10x to that. And
really?
And the clip about Brewster and the Colorado stuff has like nearing 16,000 views or something like
that. Attaway, G money, let's go.
So
hit him with a G bar.
Yeah,
trying my best.
Grant, we appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Found out a fun fact. Tim Brewster was my dad's college teammate.
What?
Yeah.
That's all. What did you talk to your dad about him?
As soon as I found out, I found this out like 3 or 4 hours ago.
Oh,
I texted him and. Old man hasn't texted me back yet, but
wow.
I asked him if he was that fucking weird in college too.
Grant, the Friends clip of, I believe it was it Joey, or who was that?
I think it's Joey. Yeah, I'm not really a Friends guy, to be honest.
I haven't either. But you putting that out at the end where he walks out as Kevin says, "If Dion says that, I'm fucking walking out," dude. I laughed so hard. It was so funny. I know you're not doing anything groundbreaking. Like you're putting a couple clips together, switching stuff around, but we appreciate your effort.
Don't discredit our man G-Money.
I mean, I'm not like Spielberg or anything. Like I'm not like.
If it was that easy, Kluver, why didn't you do it in the first place?
Yeah, you bald shithead. Get a hairline and shut the fuck up.
Talk about a hairline. Look at Grant's ass.
Oh, it's beautiful.
This guy. Granted, he's, what are you, 20 years old, Grant?
Yeah, I'm 20.
God, it must be nice.
You got a girlfriend, Grant?
Yeah.
All right, damn. If we could have got single Grant, we could have pimped him on the podcast. All of that would have done. The Marinos.
As I said, well, no Survivor, you could have done like Producer Bachelor instead.
We would have done it.
Jesus Christ. We're going to get cracked down on by some legal counsel. Grant, our intern can't even fucking drink legally. What? You're that young? You're a kid, dude.
Sorry. Now I can't wait to get an event together so producer Grant can come hang out with us, dude.
I told him that was a possibility.
I think we got to rent out, like, where do the kids go? They go to El Rey's now, right? We got to rent out like a little area in El Rey's for Grant's 21st, I think.
Oh, when is it, Grant?
March 6th. It's a Monday. Tough time for a Monday.
That's right around the corner, boys. Get the walk on found out.
Let's get a little party going for
Grant's March 1st.
Can we get Drake to fly back in and just throw Grant, our new intern, a banger of a party in Iowa City?
Listen, dude, we got a producer. Let's throw him a good 21st birthday. What the fuck? What do we make if it's not throw our producer a good 21st birthday? It's a business expense, dude. We're talking business. We're there for business.
Hey, you can write it off.
Exactly.
It's content.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Whatever you're doing, Grant, with the clips, keep doing it. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
I don't know what.
See you much forth in Iowa City, Grant.
Yeah. So that Brewster guy, another Colorado clip before we get back to the NFL. The NFL football. Did you see the clip? We did see the clip because Bo posted it in the chat before I had this conversation on Twitter with a bunch of people of Deion bringing up all the women in the organization. And like people are like stroking him off because he's doing what every coach in the country does. Did you guys find that weird? I know.
I didn't find it weird. No.
Not weird. Not him doing it weird. The fact that like, and I know nobody puts their stuff on social media. Deion's an anomaly where like team meetings are filmed. I'm just saying like
bizarre, right?
It just seemed like that's so standard. Like how many times did our coaches stand up at the front and say, like talk about respecting women and being a good person in society, like just out in the city, you know, out on the weekend. What it made me think of was, man, if Coach Ferentz's team meetings were filmed and he put out some of his good shit about him talking like about rules, people would be KF would have 10 million followers. If he put all his shit on social media, people love him now. KF would have 10 mil followers, dude.
Dude, can you imagine if there was a KF Clips account? If somebody had a camera on him at all his meetings and we could get the real KF Clips,
it'd be legendary.
He would do numbers like Iowa has never done. Bro,
never.
Any show that's ever been watched in Iowa, move along. Numbers.
It would be unbelievable. You imagine a KF YouTube channel?
Dude, a professional vlog team vlogs KF's life.
Oh, they already have the video crew there, right? Like the video guys. And usually during team meetings and dinners and all that, they're over in the
We gotta have
office.
A mic on him. Have a mic on him.
You lav mic him up, and then you just get one guy in there. Maybe you get a couple angles to make it cinematic. And then you start pumping out KF Instagram clips. I mean,
but I'm talking. I want KF
vlogs,
and I want KF and Harry just hanging out with their feet up, watching a TV show, having a conversation. Like I want that version of KF too, man.
Eating a cherry Garcia Ben and Jerry.
Come on,
that's his favorite flavor, I guess. Have you guys ever had
Garcia?
Have you ever had cherry Garcia?
It's good. It's not bad. I don't really love cherries that much, but it's not bad.
Okay. I've never had it. Would never try it. Do you remember? Do you guys? This would be good.
I just wanted to eat ice cream.
I love ice cream. I had Culver's tonight. It was Sunday Culver's, Hot Fudge Sunday. Did you guys ever see? I think this was back when we played that KF and his neighbor. We're in a dispute over like his tree line or something.
Yeah, something stupid.
I think it was a driveway. KF was trying to do like a big renovation of like a whole driveway thing. And I think the neighbors were pissed about it or something. I don't know. It was ridiculous though.
Could you imagine the vlog content on that? KF sitting on the couch, he's like, all right, we gotta go. All right, come with me. He's like looking at the camera. You guys come with me. We got to go fucking talk to the neighbor. Holy shit. Okay. Hey, Gary. Holy shit. Come here. What the fuck's the problem, huh? Trying to put a driveway in, huh? I got a lot of shit going on. Hawks are 4-0. It's the middle of football season. You're giving me shit over a driveway? Okay. We need to figure this out. Holy shit. We'll talk tonight. turns around, he's still lavaliered up. Neighbor walks away. Fucking asshole, this fucking guy. Holy shit.
As much as I would love to be able to consume KF content on the regular, there is really nothing quite like quintessential, authentic KF away from the cameras, or even if you just get like a one-on-one conversation with him sometimes.
Right. Oh, the one-on-one conversations are the best.
Yeah.
And they came for few and far between.
And that's just not a side of KF you're going to get with a camera crew around. So
yeah, yeah, with KF, he's got the walls up.
Dude, me and KF had a couple of interesting one-on-one conversations.
Drake, yeah, I would bet, Drake. Who didn't you have an interesting conversation with during your time there?
You can't really count one.
I would have paid so much money to have.
If you'd have been a fly on the wall for that conversation, we thought I was doing some underground illicit gambling activities.
That's what I want to be. That's what I want.
Fly on the wall.
I want the vlog content.
Shit. I don't know if I can put Kulik in the game. He's probably in 30 grand to some fucking loan shark. He might fucking toss the ball backwards 50 yards like Brady Ross.
Well, fuck, it happened after, but yeah. Kulik, you're not fucking playing this weekend, huh? I don't know if you got money.
You're here selling points at Riverside.
I know that you know that we are -3.5 this weekend, and if it's close, I can't fucking put you in the game. Imagine the fucking vlog of that, of you sitting in his office. God, I would pay money for that, man.
I think a lot of people would.
Oh, dude. Could you imagine a KF Patreon? If KF just put out $20 a month and you get unlimited access to the Kirk Ferentz behind the scenes, daily behind the scenes. Oh, my God. I would pay for that just to feel like I was part of the program again.
Dude.
I mean, people do that for like YouTubers, right? That literally don't do anything except do stuff for YouTube.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Bro, he'd go down and buy a house bigger than Brad's and put it next to him.
I was just going to say.
Buy land next to Brad's, bulldoze all them houses, put a king's castle. Him and Brad be down there talking Swarm Collective, how we get more good players, Brad. By the way, I got more shorefront.
A lot of shorefront down there. Got fucked up by that hurricane, but goddamn. I don't know how we got on that, but that would be wild. I just thought it was weird that like Ike Holt retweeted the video of the Dion, you know, talking about like if you treat women with disrespect, like you're out or whatever. And he's like, honestly, big, massive, massive dub for Dion. And I was like, is it though? Because like, is the bar so low that just how people should be treated is now a massive dub?
I mean, it's a good message, and it's a message that you shouldn't have to deliver. But
I absolutely think
on
it's
the
necessary.
Other side of it, like it, you know, just because you shouldn't have to deliver it, it's, I mean, even if rules and the way you do things are obvious, you still coach them, right?
100%. It is something that Dion should do. It's something that every coach worth a shit should do and is doing. I just don't think knowing that he's doing it is like, oh, Dion's like, he's really doing, like, he's doing his job. Like, yeah, fuck. I don't know. I think most of it is like people just don't see that. It's why Dion and them have a video crew. It's so that he can put out content that most people haven't seen. And he's building a brand that is attractive as fuck to these young players and recruits that are coming up in an era of social media and building personal brands.
You think that's why he does the video thing?
Why else would he do it?
I don't know.
I think he knows. I think he knows. So he's on this mission, right? To like, I don't know. He starts at Jackson State. Now he's up to Colorado. How long is he going to be at Colorado? Right? Before he moves. If there
any type of success there, not long.
Right? And so I think that he knows. Because before this, and he may even still be, I think he signed with Barstool. I think he's a Barstool creator.
Oh, yeah, he's been a content contributor there for years. A
couple years.
Like, had his own podcast and everything.
Right. So
watch Dion land like a college Hard Knocks deal.
That would be dope. It's not as fun when people don't get cut though. But maybe, hey, Maybe we could start cutting people. Maybe Dion brings somebody into the office and he's like, hey, buddy.
Why can't you cut people? You can kick people off the team, right?
You could, but like how many colleges are doing that?
Probably more and more these days.
You think?
I'd imagine so.
Transfer portal, you can get as many people as you want. Dion knows a lot of people want to come to his school. If he's got a lot of dead weight, he's got the camera crew. He just starts clipping kids.
You know, if there anybody's in the position to do it, Dion would be the guy.
Yeah, I mean, you start treating these kids more and more like professional athletes, and eventually you get treated like a professional athlete on the bad side too.
I mean, that initial video of him saying, "I'm bringing my own luggage and it's Louis," that's about as fucking hard knocks as it gets. Like, put your name in the portal because I'm bringing my own guys. Can you imagine? Oh, fuck. I would have felt pretty
bad, don't it?
It feels bad, but I would have felt fine. As a long snapper, I would have been pretty sure. I would have maybe challenged Dion on that. Like, oh, you got long snappers you're bringing? You got a fucking LS that you're bringing along with you, Dion? I doubt it. I'm going to stay and take my chances.
Would have also felt fine because I wasn't occupying a scholarship spot.
Because I was a walk-on who wasn't starting.
Safe as fuck, baby. Let's go.
I would have definitely played for Deion Sanders.
Is Colorado going to use a fullback at all?
I don't know. Probably. I would imagine that Deion could see how beneficial a fullback could be.
Can we get some insight, Grant? You're a resident Buffs guy here on the podcast.
I would say no. Pac-12 fullback doesn't really make sense, so I wouldn't. I would say no.
Pac-12 is ass, right? Pretty much.
They're pretty solid. I mean. Especially next year, it'll be pretty competitive.
Grant, you're fired. I don't know what to tell you. You're fired.
Competitive might be a better word. Competitive.
I mean, I'm pretty sure like San Francisco 49ers is the only team that uses a fullback west of the Rockies.
Juice? West of the Rockies. Holy shit.
I can't think of anyone else, to be honest with you.
Where's the Air Force located?
What about Andy's? BYU, they gotta have a fullback.
Oh, they do. They have a ton. That's half the players on the field are fullbacks.
Yeah.
Where?
Air Force.
But are they west of the Rockies though? Because I think Colorado Springs is like right up at the base of the Rockies. I think.
Oh, correct. Yeah. Well, so is CU.
Grant is from Colorado, so he can tell us all about Colorado.
Does Utah use a fullback? Utah's got two. They pound the rock.
They might. I have no idea what you're talking
about. No, they were a spread team, I'm pretty sure.
You tell me they don't have a big Samoan that sticks his hand in the dirt back there?
They probably just use a tight end.
That's crazy.
What schools do these days.
Drake, you're if we were playing college football, if we were entering college today, Drake, you'd be obsolete.
Well, I went in to play linebacker, so yeah. I
mean, yeah, but they...
Bad linebackers are obsolete from the jump.
You're right. That's true.
Yeah, I mean the schools that are using them are even dwindling now. Like Wisconsin with Luke Fickell coming in, are they going to be spread? Yeah, I don't think we're going to see the traditional Wisconsin brand of football anymore.
Drake, you haven't seen it, but they've got a USC receiver coming in. They've got a where's the other one from? Grant, you should know this. Look it up.
I'm Googling it.
God damn it.
G-bar.
By the way, Grant Allen, GA, he's our GA.
Oh, yeah.
He's our fucking offensive GA over here. Search, find out all the transfers that Wisconsin brought in. God, I love this. I don't even have to do shit. So Drake wouldn't play today, so we've got that figured out. Good. Although you were – somebody on Instagram – or no, Twitter – asked the question, who's your Hawkeye Mount Rushmore? And there's a fullback account with Monty's face on the profile picture that put you, Monty, Brady Ross, and Mark Wiseman. He put your four faces on Mount Rushmore.
Sounds like you've got a little bit of a recency bias.
Maybe. I was wondering where old Mac and Plava was at. You know?
Or how about our guy Coxie?
Adam Coxie. Who's the better fullback, Macon or Adam?
I don't know. Who's your favorite child?
That's how close they are for you? You can't choose?
I don't even try to choose. they're both very different body types. They both did pretty damn well in completely different packages. I don't know. They were pretty good players.
They were good.
I enjoyed hitting Cox less.
I was going to say that, but it's he's got a lower center of gravity, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Cox is he's a human bowling ball.
That's what a fullback is.
Actually, Kevin, the bowler in Clash of Clans,
yeah,
that is Cox. He's built he's built like the bowler troop. While Grant finds those transfers, you can pipe in whenever you find those, Grant.
I say I got it.
Okay, what we got over there at Wisconsin?
So that wide receiver was Bryson Green from Oklahoma State. That's who you were thinking of.
Oh, they have an OSU guy. Who else do they have?
They got Tanner Mordecai, SMU.
Quarterback?
He's a pretty good quarterback. He's transferred a couple times, though, hasn't he?
I think so. I don't know where he was before, SMU. Though.
Yeah. Well, speaking of SMU Texas quarterbacks, Alex Padilla just is now going to SMU.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that'll be interesting to watch play out.
Shout out, Casey Padilla.
Shout out to the Padilla.
Went to my rival high school, by the way.
He did go. He was from Colorado.
Yeah.
Did he tour it all?
We beat him in state, actually.
Wow. Let's
I think his senior year. I wasn't on the field for it, but
I was going to say Grant had 200 yards and like 48 carries.
Yeah, from the student section, but.
Grant, for those wondering at home who haven't, they can only see his face too. Not a good huge looking guy. Kid.
No,
good looking kid, but what are you, 5'8", 160? You said,
just about.
So you're
Kluber size.
Woo!
Jeez, I mean, you can check the gram. You can check the gram. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of, let's just get into this real quick. We're gonna get back to that. We're gonna finish with the NFL football and talk about the.
This is the most disorganized podcast ever. Grant, keep us on schedule, man.
Got it.
We don't have a schedule. We need to get better.
10, second, sixth, third and two, first and ten. Let's go.
Yeah, we're off schedule. Did you guys see? We talked about me versus Spencer Lee on the last podcast.
Did it get a lot of traction?
It always gets a lot of traction because the Iowa wrestling fans are nuts. And when someone comes after their king, they're going to, you know.
And the king is a fucking king because
he's a king.
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. He is on a pin streak right now.
He is.
In the last weekend, he pinned the number 3 and the number 6 ranked guys at 125. The number 3 guy he pinned in 40 seconds.
38 to be exact, and I'm telling you right fucking
putting
now,
together a pretty good resume, huh?
I'm telling you right fucking
he's pinning
now.
Everyone. He's not just beating everyone. He's not teching everyone. He's fucking putting them on their fucking back.
Yeah,
every single time.
Bunch of them. Yeah, and they're a bunch of fucking pussies, is what they are. This Liam Cronin kid from Nebraska.
I cannot believe the blasphemy of that.
Number three in the country, but he's 5'3", 125. If I'm telling you this right now, Drake Kulik, Kevin Ward, fucking Grant Allen, all four of us are lasting longer than that kid from Nebraska against Spencer Lee. I swear to God.
Anyone can last longer if that's just your goal, is just not get pinned in 40 seconds.
That's my goal.
Well, you're just going to get like.
I still don't know if you can accomplish it.
I'm not getting pinned. I will run out of gas somewhere in that first 3 minutes, and I'm going to be like, fuck, man. And he's going to take me, you know, just he's going to illegally assault me.
You know, there's 4 more minutes after that, right?
Yeah. And no, there isn't, because I've never tried to claim that I'm getting out of a full round with Spencer Lee. The whole claim has been that I'm standing up, or if we start face to face like a regular match, I'm lasting more than 40 seconds, 38 seconds. I am.
You're doing a full college wrestling match against him.
Well, it's going to be
do you get pinned?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
So
I'm pretty sure. There's just no way. Every sport and every Every sport has its own conditioning that is just so specific, right? Even football, right? The 8 seconds, 6 seconds of hell, run back, catch a breath. It's something that is very muscle memory, something that is very trained for. And I'm just simply not trained for, although maybe relative to the average person, I'm certainly much closer to something that would be able to hang for a little bit. That's why I'm saying I can last 38 seconds. But yeah, 3 minutes of trying to fend off Spencer Lee, who is fast as fuck and does not get tired, though he doesn't have to go real deep into matches where he's...
It's just silly to think that he could... You don't know how to defend what he's going to throw at you. He's fast. He's unbelievably skilled. You're going to end up on your back. You don't know how to keep yourself off your back well enough to keep yourself off your back against the king. You just don't.
So Spencer's what, 5'3"? Is he long enough to do the same kind of things and have the same kind of wraparounds of my thickness and length?
He just ankle pick you. That's all he has to do.
Okay, but once
boom, ankle pick, you're on.
But once I'm on the ground, is he?
Oh yeah.
Can he cradle me like he cradles the 5'3", 125 kid?
He doesn't need to cradle you. He'll just do different things. He'll just use different leverage points, half Nelsons, spiral rides, leg weaves. He'll just
whatever he
twisted up.
Whatever he does.
I'm just gonna speak from my brief stint in jiu-jitsu. Is the person who is better is just going to fucking win, all right?
And I understand that. I'm never claiming that I'm even coming close. When we get into this conversation, the people who think I'm actually claiming or think that I can score points on Spencer Lee are fucking nummies, right? But and don't get that confused with numbies. You're also numbies because you're listening to the show. Thanks for that. But I'm just saying whatever he's doing – it's lasting longer than 38 seconds with me.
Well, yeah, if you just deliberately try not to get pinned for 40 seconds, yeah.
That's anyway. My only goal.
Yeah, anyone can run around in a circle for 40 seconds.
See, I don't think that's true. I think a lot of people would not be able to just run around in a circle.
Any average athlete can deliberately not get pinned in 40 seconds. You're going to get like 8 stall calls, but...
Good.
Yeah.
Coward.
All I'm saying. How
wrestling.
Long?
Wrestling. Try and last 40 seconds when you're wrestling.
How much? Say I start. I don't know. Say I start at 28. I start going to like a wrestling practice, right? And someone starts showing me like, hey, here's like the 10 most common ways that somebody's gonna attack you. How long do I? At my current fitness and athletic level at 5'10", 200 pounds, how many hours of training before I'm now baseline skilled enough to like last a full round with Spencer Lee?
A long time.
Yeah, you'd have to ask a wrestler that, but I'm just going to go back to the fact that he's pinned the last 6 people in a row who've been doing it their whole lives.
I understand that. But at some point, there's weight classes for a reason.
Yeah, weight classes for guys that also know what they're doing, not just some fucking guy who lifts weights that don't fight back.
I'm saying, I'm asking the question.
I would argue that the weights do fight back. Them fuckers never stop fighting back.
Hey, Kevin, will you please just let me throw jabs here? The kid's saying that he can wrestle Spencer.
I'm not saying that. I asked the question, how much training do I need before I'm now a guy who knows enough?
It's a lot, man, because it's not about just knowing enough. It's about being comfortable in a situation to defend over and over, to chain defend.
So you're saying years?
A long, long time, yeah.
Years is your answer.
If you're just practicing defense, maybe you do it in a year if you dedicate as much time as you do to CrossFit. You do a year of wrestling defense, and now you're getting real good at pulling your legs back, down blocking, sprawling, whizzer, and I mean, maybe, but he's still gonna dance your ass.
And that's I understand, but I just I there is, in my mind, there is some amount of time where if I right now at 28 with my athletic ability and fitness.
Oh, level, but I'm just saying last longer than 40 seconds. I'm saying it takes you a year to last longer than 40 seconds if you're trying to wrestle.
I'm trying to. So, okay. So the goal is I make it out of the first round, which is.
No. The goal is you don't get pinned faster than the guy who just got pinned in 38.
Yeah, seconds. I'm doing that right now.
No, you're not. I'm saying it takes you a year to get to the point where you can defend anything long enough and chain together enough to not get pinned in 38 seconds.
I
will agree with Clue. If you're just deliberately trying not to get pinned,
no,
I think
I'm saying to straight wrestle him. I'm saying you have to go in there and wrestle. Kid who got pinned was trying to wrestle him. All
right. Right.
You can't just go get stalled, walk backwards. None of that pussy bullshit.
Well,
we're wrestling.
I would argue,
shake hands and wrestle him for 38 seconds, and there's no way you can keep yourself off your back.
I would argue that kid didn't wrestle him at all because Spencer leg picked him off the jump. He didn't. That other kid did no wrestling. He did exactly what you said he's going to do to me, and then he lasted 38 seconds before he got pinned. I'm saying I last longer.
Okay, well, I can't. I don't know how we can set this up. Please, Spencer, call me. I'll pay you. I'll pay you to beat his ass, Spencer. I probably can't pay you as much as these other endorsers are paying you. But yeah.
I wonder what he's doing in NIL money.
It ain't shabby.
It's definitely not bad.
Pokemon's probably got him.
Dude, they should. They're such a big fucking worldwide company. I mean, they're like a Japanese company. There's no way they give a fuck, but they should.
They care about wrestling in Japan.
Yeah, but over here, if he was NIL with Pokemon, I think we'd know.
Facts.
And whatever they would come up with for like an endorsement or partnership would be so sick. Dude, I would.
What if it wasn't Ash Ketchum anymore? It was Spencer Lee,
and he was the new. They just retired Ash's storyline.
And they're not throwing Pokeballs anymore. He's shooting singles, doubles, high crotches, fireman's carries. That's how he captures the Pokemon.
Spencer runs out as Hitmonchan, dressed as Hitmonchan, who's like the karate. There's also Hitmonlee. He could be Machop.
Geo
Spencer dude. Runs out. Spencer runs out as Machop. That's funny as fuck. Yeah. So to finish the conversation, I mean, we're 45 minutes in here. If we ever need time, we just talk about how long it takes Spencer Lee to put me on my back like a fucking like a cattle, like someone's roping a cat piece of meat. What are the other games? The Giants absolutely shit the bed, looked horrible. Eagles dominated them like a BDSM video.
I'm pretty sure I went 0-for-4 in picks.
I don't think I did. I don't remember my picks, though.
Because I think we were all kind of leaning towards Giants. Plus,
we said Giants would cover.
I had the Bengals.
You did have the Bengals.
I had the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had the Cowboys.
And I had KC, right?
We were pretty sure the Chiefs were going to
cover.
And they didn't cover.
Who did they play?
Jaguars. And they only won by 7.
Did you just ask who do they play?
Dude, I watched 4 games. Give me a break.
It's a lot of games, Kev. It's a lot of games.
Yeah, I watched UFC. Give me a break. It was a busy weekend.
Sure. Yeah,
did
actually,
we get the cover though. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure
they
we
not
took
cover.
KC.
No, they won by a touchdown. It was 8.5 when we were talking about it. I'm pretty sure it closed around there.
And you guys took 8.5. I wish I could go back and hear that clip.
Yeah,
once it was over a touchdown for sure.
It was 8.5, and
they did not cover.
And they did not cover. Yeah, so 2-2 is not. It's better than what your record was during the season, Drake.
I still think I'm 3-1. Whatever.
So we got the Bungles versus the Chiefs, the rematch, and we have the Niners versus the Eagles. And George and the Niner gang, are going to travel to Philadelphia. 2-1 seed and 3-1 seed. Do the Niners, the Eagles?
They have what it takes to beat them. They do.
The Eagles. The
NFL, man. Every team can beat team.
Any team can win at this point. It's just like
it's a tough team to beat.
I don't know if there's a line on it yet. We can look that up. I'm guessing the Eagles are going to be at least a field goal favorite.
We can have Grant look up the lines for the next weekend if they're already out. But
Philly -2.
-2.
It's a tight line, man. Kansas City -1, Philly -2. Championship Sunday, better than Super Bowl Sunday. Don't at me.
I agree.
Grant, sure. Are you?
I don't disagree, but I don't know.
Well, you get double the game.
That's true.
What was the biggest surprise for you, Grant, over the weekend in the NFL?
Biggest surprise was when Mahomes came out of the tunnel and all of a sudden his ankle was working a lot better, and I thought he broke it. He got the Mr. Miyagi treatment clearly away from the screens.
He got something.
Is that the Deshaun Watson treatment? Is that the same kind of idea?
I think it's slightly different. I think it's slightly different.
I think
they
rubbed it.
Mr. Miyagi's students for the handies, right?
I'll tell you this.
Can't confirm.
They rubbed some kind of magic on Patrick because he looked all right in the second half. Did the guy who tackled him, was he trying to hurt him? Kind of looked like it.
I don't think so. It was a goofy landing. It was barely anything.
I don't know. I might have been convinced.
At any point, if you're a defender and you can get Mahomes out of a playoff game, are you not trying to get Mahomes out of a playoff game? Like,
that's the mindset I'm coming at it with. I'll be honest. If I could make things a little awkward on a landing sometimes when I did tackle people, I was doing it. You know,
dude, I was horsepowering. Go ahead, Kev.
I would say NFL is different. It ain't high school football where you can roll ankles at the bottom of the pile. It's 18,000 cameras on you in that, and it's also a small community. Basically, everyone knows everyone too. Like if you start doing that shit, you're gonna get called out, and people are gonna be pissed at you.
You're right. That's facts. But
if you just dive on an ankle trying to make a tackle, I mean,
right. He's in a position with the
playoffs. What do you want?
I've got no problem with the guy trying to tackle. Injuries happen, right? It's just but like you can see sometimes when people are trying to deliberately make shit happen.
It was interesting to see them talking about bringing Pat back into the game, and Pat was fucking livid when they said, "No, you're going back to the locker room." Mm-hmm. And he like threw his coat down. But then Chad Henne comes in, 98-yard drive.
Anything is possible.
Chad Henne, man, he's been in the league a minute.
I remember watching 14 years career, though.
I remember watching him as a kid playing Michigan football. I feel like I was 12 years old at the time.
Grant, pull up his career. Unbelievable. Holy shit, Grant, you got controls over there now? Well, now he's at. Well, you got to bring yourself back in if you're going to fucking talk, my guy.
Oh, shit.
Did you find the controls?
I think I figured it out.
Holy shit.
I think I turned things around. I think.
Good. We made it through half an episode, almost a full episode, and Grant figured it out. We're happy for you. All right. Whenever you find that, let us know.
Thank you.
First of all, anything is possible. That might be like a quote from Hennessy, like drinking Hennessy.
It is. I have it when you're ready.
Athlete that came from. G-Bar, hit us with the anything is possible quote. Who said that?
Anything is possible. And he's been playing since 2008, played for Miami, Jacksonville, and then now the Chiefs.
15 years.
Man, I would have taken 15 months in the NFL. That would have been sick.
That pension's going to be sweet.
Backup quarterback paycheck ain't bad either.
Lauren and I have been talking about that because CJ was getting hella airtime because of Trevor Lawrence. Couldn't think. It was either him or Lucy Rodine. I don't know who looks. I think Lucy and him look exactly alike. You like that one, Kev? Am I wrong?
I mean, a little bit, but not that
much. No, I'm not. Lucy Rodine, the fucking, I don't know what she does now. Former Iowa student, looks like Trevor Lawrence. Anyway, Grant Allen, if you can get on eBay and order us all anything as possible shirts, that'd be great as well. I'll give you the company card here in a second.
Okay.
We can wear
them. Oh, whoa. Yeah. 4 years we haven't had.
Whoa.
He gets it in a week. What the hell is this?
Don't woe me, Kevin. We ate pork butt from Joseph's on the company card, not but.
Yeah, but I got to wait until you come into town to do that, which happens once in a blue moon.
You're right.
We should get a few more cards on the account, you know?
Interns, they get privileges. And evidently the Deshaun Watson treatment, too. So.
I don't know if I signed up for that one.
He said.
But we need to renegotiate my contract.
Okay. We'll see.
Do we have a contract? Did he sign anything?
He didn't sign shit.
No, I feel like he should sign an NDA at the very least.
He probably should sign an NDA and also a confirmation agreement that says he isn't going to leak the passwords to our social accounts because I gave him those as well.
Yeah, don't do that, Grant, please.
I wasn't planning on it, but
we will see.
Now that you said that, I'll make sure not to.
Okay. Glad you understand. Anyway, Bengals are going to take on the Chiefs in Kansas City. 49ers are going to take on the Eagles in Philadelphia. I lean towards the one seeds meeting each other in the playoffs here, but
give me both the underdogs, dude. I'm a big dog guy. Give me the dog.
It could be very, very easy. Not easy, but it would not be a shock at all if the underdogs won here.
Yeah, Vegas already said this is going to be they're basically pick 'em games, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm going to look more into them, but I think I lean Cincy. And I think I lean Philly, but we'll see, man.
What do you put as the value of home field? Right, I know it depends kind of stadium to stadium. Kansas City is one of the hardest stadiums to play in, and the Bengals are only a 1-point favorite. Does that mean Vegas thinks that the Bengals wins game in a neutral place more often than not?
You know, that's a good question, right? I think it's worth a couple. I think they usually say it's worth 2.5 points.
So the Bengals are a 1.5.
Up to 2.5 points, depending on the home team. Okay. Kansas City being the one where it's a tough place to play, really loud stadium. You know, I think it has less of an advantage than in college.
I think these are
professional guys who are used to playing on the road, used to the travel and stuff like that, and the routine than, your 18 to 22-year-old college kids.
And the skill gap top to bottom is much tighter as well.
Right.
But it's
not worth 0 points, that's for sure.
Right. All I'm saying is that the Bengals are plus money in are good plus money is what I'm saying.
I agree.
Yeah. Now I'm aside from our boy Ike getting eliminated from the playoffs, I am sad that we're not going to get the neutral site game because I think that actually would have been sick.
That would have been cool. They sold a shitload.
Where were they going to play it?
Atlanta.
Yeah, in the
at the Georgia Dome, Mercedes-Benz.
And it's you just don't get it in the NFL where you have half the stadium's one team, half the stadium's the other. It just doesn't happen, right? Super Bowl isn't even your fans' team or your team's fans. It's an event that rich people go to, right?
Yeah, it's just
who they're cheering for.
Right. It's just a stadium full of people who want to see the Super Bowl. It's not even
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be fans of the team there, but
yeah,
I imagine at least half the stadium is not a fan of either team playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
11 months out of the year, man. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. We'll talk more about it on Thursday's pod. I've been reaching out to a bunch of guys and we're just getting fucking just crickets. I think we're irrelevant.
We are. We always have been.
Of course.
I don't think half of them have seen it, but like, it makes me sad.
I think you're the only sad one here.
People aren't coming on the show. We're irrelevant.
This is the friendship podcast.
You're right.
We needed Gary to.
Are you calling Grant Gary?
Gary, G Money, G Hod, Grant. Sorry, man.
They called him Gary.
we needed him for a little content boost.
Oh, fuck. You're right. You're right.
He comes back and hits us with a G Hod.
I'm fucking.
When we throw his birthday party, it will say happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, yeah. Gary, on the lights and the sign.
All right, when they come around the bottles and the sign and everything, I'll say happy birthday, Gary.
How do you feel about that?
Arizona. We'll go down to Old Town.
Hey, love Arizona.
You do?
Good fit. Yeah. I haven't been there since I was in like eighth grade, but I had a good time when I was there.
Which was like 3 years ago.
It was a little bit longer, but it's
fucking
cute. I do like Arizona, though, I will say. My official stance on Arizona is that I like it.
Okay.
My official stance on Arizona is that I like it.
That's good to know, Drake. That's going to conclude our first episode with the intern. We're glad.
At some point, we need to talk more about the current college experience with our man Gary.
Oh, we'll get into that. I can't believe we're going to call him.
It's for sure Gary now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Gary. I'm sorry, Grant.
Just happy to be here. Call me whatever.
That's a hell.
We're happy to have you, man.
It's a hell of an attitude. We appreciate your help on this first one. I'll continue to go back and forth with you on how we can work this out and make sure that you have full controls of this ordeal. Everybody, thanks for listening to the podcast 388, I think. Irrelevant Friendship Podcast. And we'll talk to you on Thursday. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.